This is a phase one commutation hearing for Tommy Bangus. ABC number is 303-432. Mr. Bangus is currently serving a five-year sentence for aggravated assault, and he's asking for time served. If granted, he would get time served. He does have a detainer, which is a Maricopa County Adult Probation Office, and it's a four-year probation detainer that he actually has. On his actual commutation application, he does have it turned around. He has again his commutation paper. He has armed robbery, five-year that he's asking for time served on. However, it's the aggravated assault that he has the five-year sentence, and it is a four-year sentence for armed robbery that he has. He states that in his application, says that what happened according to him in his application is that his sister came home, told him that some guys had jumped her. He then asked her who, went over to the people's house, and then he assaulted the guy who allegedly punched his sister and started to scratch him, or he was scratched during the process of doing it. And then the one line believed was that he was riding around with a guy named by the name of Chris, and they drove up to a truck, and in the back of the truck they saw a backpack blower, and they jumped out and they took the backpack blower out of the car, and they did the same thing on another vehicle where they saw a truck that had a power wash in the back. They pulled up to the truck, and Chris jumped out and grabbed it and pulled it in, and then they actually drove off. So the reason that he's seeking a commutation is that is to want his time reduced because his family needs him, and he wants to be out there, and he needs to be a positive role model in this kid's life. According to his institutional progress report, he says he would live at 5811 South 15th Avenue, and that he would get a job with AAA Landscape, and he has received several tickets since he's been incarcerated. He received four tickets in 2017, which were either all minors or informally resolved. He received one in 2016 for disobeying a verbal, and then he had another one for refusal program, which was also informally resolved since he's been incarcerated. He does have minor citations that he's actually received since he's been in. He did a plea agreement. And during the plea agreement that he made a plea agreement to, one was for an armed robbery. He pled guilty to armed robbery and count two. He pled to an aggravated assault that he actually stands to. According to this plea agreement, the crime carried a presumptive 5 years, a minimum of 4 years, and mitigated of 3 years with a maximum of 10 years. He received, for the armed robbery, he received 5 years probation, which was the presumptive for a sentence that he could have gotten for 5 years. And then for the aggravated assault, he received a minimum, the crime carried a presumptive sentence of 7.5 years, a minimum sentence of 5 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. And he received the minimum sentence of 5 years for it. As a result of it too, he also had the other allegation, counts three and four, a prior felony conviction and allegation of multiple offenses were also dismissed as a result of it. So he actually received a minimum sentence that he could have received for the aggravated assault, and he received the presumptive for probation that he actually received. Therefore, I did not express it with his extensive criminal history. I do not see that sentence of being excessive. Therefore, I do not feel that Mr. Bangus Jr. Should be passed on to a phase two hearing. So that's my phone out. I'm going to listen to the rest of the board. If there are no comments, then I do make a motion to not pass Mr. Tommy Bangus, ADC number 303-432, to a phase two hearing.
Second.
Three.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Dr. Lowry, and agree, Mr. Lill. That will conclude the hearing at this time.